Rollins, Rollins, Brown, Brown, 1965. 3-1-24, 58-year-old gentleman comes in today for A, or 1, follow-up of cyst on his scapula, right side. Number 2, right arm pain. Number 3, numbness, right arm. Number 4, TSH of 21. Number 5, blood pressure out of control. Number 6, status post course of antibiotic with clindamycin, no, doxycycline and Bactrim, number, whatever number, history of BPH, next number, history of carotid stenosis, next number, history of liver cyst, next number, history of head and neck cancer. Rollins is a 58-year-old single gentleman, lives by himself, comes in today with multiple issues and problems. He saw Dr. Habadir a few days ago, who put him on antibiotic with a small cyst that was over his scapula. The cyst is gone, but he still continues to have pain in the arm and the back region, period. New paragraph, I looked at the scapular area, there's no cyst. I also looked at it with ultrasound. I did not see any cyst in that area either. Period. New paragraph, he has some numbness associated with it with movement as well. Allergy none. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol. He quit during 2020. He's a truck driver, not married, as I said. He works mainly at night, doesn't have any opportunities to meet women, he says, so he likes to stay single. He has a good relationship with his children. Family history, mom died of lung cancer. She was a chain smoker. Father, 85 years old, still doing well. Colonoscopy a few years ago. He needs to go back because he did have a small polyp. He says he promises to do some surgery. Right hand. Medical problems, hypertension, hypothyroidism, medication. Let's make your list. Flomax, 0.4 once a day. Lisinopril, 20/25 once a day. Synthroid, 50 microgram once a day. Allergy, non-drug allergy. That's on a separate sheet of paper. Then maintenance exam, colonoscopy needed. Next number, COVID immunization. Next number, he tells me that he quit taking his medication, both his blood pressure and his thyroid. His TSH shot up to 20. And he's back on his medication. I told him we need to recheck his Synthroid. TSH to see if he's in the right dose of Synthroid. He also had BUN of 27, creatinine 1.4. Kidneys appear normal on the ultrasound. I recommended that he would drink more water and recheck that. PSA, testosterone were within normal limits on the blood work that was done just a week ago, period. New paragraph, he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. Review of system as above, 197%, 99, 97.8, 16, 79, 150 over 88, heart pulse, one pulse of two, lungs, three, bronchi, abdomen, soft, mixture, shows the natural and the number one, as far as hypertension, the better. Don't stop your medication. Check it at home. Bring your list to me. We need to get it down to around 80. Diastolic, he understands. He hasn't taken his medication this morning. Next number, BPH. His prostate is actually smaller than it was a year ago. Next number. High TSH, back on his Synthroid, recheck TSH in a month. Next number. Arm pain, arm numbness, right side. I don't see any cyst on the scapula, on the back. I'm going to stop the antibiotic, put him on Mobic, put him on Medrol dose pack. Next number. If he's not improved, he needs a CT scan and or MRI to look at the area more specifically. Next number. Ultrasound shows what looks to be a 2.2 by 1.6 centimeter mass in the bladder. CT ordered. Next number, history of liver cyst. Next number, CT will also look at the liver cyst. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, head and neck cancer. Next number, high BUN and creatinine. Drink more water. No evidence of hydroxine. BPH stable. Next number, recheck numbers in about 4 weeks. Next number, check TSH in 4 weeks. Next number, PSA stable. Next number, if the CT of the bladder is abnormal, he needs a cystoscopy. Next number, discuss this at length before leaving. Next number, if the shoulder pain continues after Medrol dose pack, Mobic, and seeing a chiropractor, I'm going to order an MRI. Next number, he's a very intelligent man. He understands our plans and will let me know if there's any changes in his condition. He's going to set up the CT scan and let me know when it's scheduled for. Thank you.